It's 6 minutes past eight. Here with what it says in the papers is Shane McElhattan.
If Europe wants to fight a war, we are ready. The quote is not from yesterday's Oireachtas address by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. It's carried in the Irish Sun, and it reports the words of Russian President Vladimir Putin, setting the scene for his meeting with a US delegation in Moscow a few hours after Mr. Zelensky's address. It provided an unavoidable strategic context for the coverage of yesterday's events in Dublin. Never lose faith is the Irish Examiner's headline over its coverage of the visit of President Zelensky. The line is a quote from his address to the joint houses of the Oireachtas. The Irish Times quotes him as pleading, Europe cannot run away from its own values. It must stand up for them, and Ukraine is doing exactly that on Europe's behalf. Miriam Lord in the Times writes, there was no escaping the contrast with President Zelensky's previous address to the chamber 3.5 years ago via a crackly video link from Kyiv. He arrived in the chamber to a huge ovation and handshakes from TDs and senators. But the atmosphere was not the same as before, she writes. The intervening years of war had seen to that. He looked tired, she says. More tired than he did last time, and he looked exhausted then. His message was the same, though. Stand by us, stick with us, don't lose the faith, and don't let Russia away with its crimes. The Sun reports President Zelensky declaring there's now more than ever a chance to end this war, even as, hours later, what the paper describes as the Russian tyrant Vladimir Putin rejected a peace plan with the words, if Europe wants to fight a war, we are ready. Mary Regan in the Irish Independent provides a telling moment from the visit, describing how, as the president alighted from his car at Orson Uthron, he unclenched his phone from his hand and gave it to one of his team before shaking hands with President Connolly. Behind all the warmth, she writes, it was clear this was a hugely tense moment for the Ukrainian president, who, between the handshakes, was being updated hour to hour on developments elsewhere. That elsewhere is, of course, Moscow. And the Sun describes how, hours before meeting the US delegation there, Vladimir Putin tore up the revised US peace plan as absolutely unacceptable. The papers have room for more mundane issues. The Independent leads with a report from documents obtained by Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan that the government scrapped energy bill credits in the budget despite advice from its own officials as energy prices rose and the number of electricity bills in arrears rose to 300,000. The paper reports Taoiseach Micheál Martin defending the decision, claiming that energy firms would simply factor energy credits into their prices if they were included every year. There is reaction to the issuing of tasers to frontline Gardaí. The Times reports how rank-and-file Gardaí welcomed the pilot project, while Conor Lally provides a graphic account of just what a taser does to the human body. He says the taser works by firing a probe attached to a long wire that breaches the skin of the target, then delivers a 5-second electric charge into the suspect's body. The suspect then usually collapses convulsing to the ground, and if that's not enough to overcome them, they can be shocked again with another 5-second charge. Finally, returning to European values. If you want to see what raw anger looks like on the printed page, read Yanis Varoufakis' column in The Examiner. In what he describes as the parallel Europe, he writes about the fate of Nicolas Guillou, the French magistrate at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. In performing his duties in that role, he authorised arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant for alleged war crimes in Gaza. He writes that, as reported in Le Monde newspaper, his reward was to be rendered a non-person by the United States government, not only in the United States, but also in Europe. All his social media apps have locked him out, all major credit cards cancelled, making his personal French bank account virtually useless. Varoufakis writes this case is a stark metaphor for Europe itself. A union of nation states that helped build an international court to uphold its values, then allowing a foreign power to punish its own judge for doing so, and then helping to enforce that judgment.
Shane McElhattan, 10 past 8, we'll hear about that government action plan next.